Hey everyone, this is Critter Pup, or Critter, or whatever you know me by. Real name's Bailey, so call me whatever you'd like. I am here to kind of officially, unofficially, announce something that a lot of people who already play Sketchbook will already know about. It is an MMO called Kirandur, which is named after the world of the same name, that I've been developing, working on, chipping away at is probably the more accurate term for, I don't know, 3-4 years. No, I think it's less than that. It's definitely less than that. Maybe 2 or 3. But what I wanted to do today is, a lot of people on Sketchbook will have seen, like, little incremental updates. So, like, I showed it off when you could create characters, which was the hypest moment of my life. And then I showed it off when you could chat, and then when you could walk in chat, and then finally when you could, like, hear other people walking around you and, hear sonar and that sort of thing. But what I want to do today is kind of just give you a quick rundown of some of my vision for the game, because this has been a dream of mine for a long, long time. I am a huge nerd. It has been my dream to play World of Warcraft my entire life, and while I know there's ways to do it now, I don't really like them. But I'm not going to get into that right now. So, you will notice as we share as the team, which I have a name for, which I'll get to in a second. You'll notice as the team releases more demos and information and that sort of thing, that it's a little bit inspired by how Warcraft worked, because they started it. They were at the forefront of MMOs and have been for, what, 20 years now? And so it's just, you know, if it ain't broke, that sort of thing. So, first of all, the game is set in my world called Kirandur, and it's going to have, I have a wiki that I'll link below. I'm not really going to break into the lore too much, but I'll let the wiki do that. But what the world kind of is it's a high fantasy setting, high magic, medieval sort of thing, with, I put in a lot of multiversal elements to it. Like, dimensional magic is a big thing in this world. I kind of examine that a little bit more in the Stoneshire Academy or the Sea of Shifting, which you'll find all about on the wiki. And what my vision for the game is that I want there to be expansions, again, similar to Warcraft, that all sort of add a new piece of the world to the giant in-game map. The first expansion, and what I was originally going to call the game when I had it as that PvP-heavy MMO, was Frayed Souls, because this takes place in the on the continent of Ekarit, which I will have to work a lot on geography. See, there's still moving parts. This is still a long way off. But in the land that this first part of the game will take place in, there's a barrier between where you are and the afterlife. And that barrier just simply keeps you from dying, pushes you back into your body, heals you up, but your soul is just a little bit less tied to you every single time. So it's a lot of fun. I can't wait to make quests that revolve around that sort of thing. Like, how do you get rid of this if they can't die? You have to bring them somewhere, or that sort of thing. But I've been blabbering long enough. I'm going to open the game real quick. And just sort of show you just a little bit of what we have, which isn't a whole lot yet, but it's a whole lot for the time that it's been worked on. I'm very impressed with the progress we have here. So, you can still hear it while I talk a little bit more. This is currently the main menu theme. I have a friend that is a hobbyist composer who has offered to at least do the main menu. I can't promise that. I don't want to put those words in his mouth, but it is, if that comes to pass, that will be so cool. We're gonna just quick go into the game. I'll walk around for a couple seconds, and then I'll finish off by explaining our team name and kind of what it represents, because it does tie to the lore a little bit.
Create an account. Login. Create your account. Select character list. Loading.
So, in here,
create character button.
I can create a character.
Select character list. Create class. Level 0. Main placeholder. Placeholder.
And that is my character right there. We don't have races or classes yet, but we will. So we're just raceless, classless blobs right now. But that's okay. It's very cool that I even have this. So we're gonna log in.
Welcome, debug system, creator master connected.
And those noises you heard were part of the sonar system, which I won't explain today. We're gonna have more technical side of things coming up in a future recording. Not sure when. I threw out a tentative date, but you know, life happens. So here I'm just
center level test. Say hi to the recording. Global creator must say hi to the recording. Creator must say hi to the recording. Global admin 6, hello. Admin 6.
And that is Bitebender. He's our, he's one of our developers. And props to this guy. Like, he doesn't like it when I tell him thank you. But I'm saying it. Thank you for all of this and your hard work. And can't wait for this to keep growing. So let's just walk around just a little bit, just so you can hear how beautiful everything sounds. So as you can see, this map is very chaotic and random. This is very much a test map, and it is going to change. It's just it's great, and I love what it is. I love how it sounds. I can't wait to see what combat and bosses and everything sounds like in here. But then for now I'm gonna log off. And now we're going to exit. So, I wanted to finish off by telling you our team name, because you're going to wonder why the wiki link has KP Guild in it. So, the capital city of one of the kingdoms on a whole different continent that we'll get to later, but it's the one where I started, and you'll find these, of course, on the wiki, which I will link below. The capital city of that kingdom on that continent is called Kiloran. So, we are known as the Kiloran players because, in my mind, every game we make is, if there are more games than one, or if I, you know, want someone, or someone wants to make a game set in this world, it would kind of fall under this umbrella, if that makes sense. I view it as, you know, the game is people acting out a story. So we are the Kiloran players because we're actors. We're bringing a show to life for all of you. And I, as a writer, as a creative, I just thought that was fucking beautiful. So Yeah, I can't give you a time estimate. I think that would be unfair to the devs and to you guys. I just wanted you to start getting hype because I'm hype. This is my world coming to life. This is my dream coming to life. This is my dream coming true. This is just so cool, and I can't believe this is happening to me. I needed this win in my life, and I want to thank everyone who supported me, who helped me craft my lore a little bit better, who helped me with the maps on Sketchbook that inspired this whole world. I can't even fathom that something like this would happen to me and people would have enough faith in my work like this. And so proud of the team I've made. I'm so proud of the world. And I can't wait for y'all to see it. I can't wait for y'all to give me your feedback to tell me where you would love to travel and maybe give me ideas for new places to add even. Because Kirindura is my sandbox. Kirindura is where I write my books, where I have my D&D campaigns. It's just, I'm so proud of it. I hope you all like it. And thank you all again,
Pause the record.
everyone.
Stop recording.